Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Glenn, I need a shot.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yes, indeed, it's a football Friday. Big shout out to Boomer Jacks for hosting us today. Big shout out. Great place. We are at Boomer Jacks out in Katy. Come on through and hang out with us. Big shout out to owner Brent Tipps for making it happen. I know he's probably up in the Dallas area, but big shout out to him for making it happen. If you're in the area, come on through. If you're down on the southeast side, I believe there's one down there, stop on through that location. But Boomer Jacks, man, $5 beer buddies. You know what that is, Ron?
Beer buddies?
$5 beer buddies. It's a special. Apparently, you can order a beer and a shot together for $5. That's a hell of a deal.
Damn.
I mean, I'd imagine that back in the day, that would have caused some problems. Probably
hell
some
yeah.
bad decisions.
I mean, dude, I can get that. Do about three or four.
$5. Look at him. I said $5 beer buddies, and everybody starts yelling at me.
Beer
what's wrong
buddy,
with
that's
today?
A nice thought.
All right. Everyday drink specials, $3 domestics, or how about a $3 fireball? Hadn't been on the fireball kick long, but recently, but how about it, right? How about it? But also, $4 Wells.
Okay.
How about $5 Tito's, huh? By the way, Dirty's Daily is powered today by Pura Vida Tequila, baby. I'm sure I'm not rolling my R. Pura Vida Tequila right there, man. And got a tequila drinker in the house, so that's a good tequila, y'all. By the way, I know we got a lot of sports to talk about today, but Ron, you know that rodeo lineup dropped.
It did.
The rodeo lineup dropped March the 2nd. Through March the 22nd, so you got about a 20-day stretch right there, if my math does me right. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be in trouble that last week. I'm going to be in trouble that last week. Cross Canadian Ragweed, who, by the way, for all my 50, early 50s to let's call it early 30s, that little 20-year gap right there, I may be overdoing it, but you know what I'm talking about. Cross Canadian Ragweed, when I was in college – I got some pretty good stories, which I can't tell on air because I don't know if their families would appreciate it. But we had some hellacious times now. And Cross Canadian Ragweed has recently gotten back together. And they've done a couple of stadium tours, I believe, at Oklahoma State. I believe Cody Canada, I think a couple of them went to Oklahoma State. They're Oklahoma guys. So they're back together, and they're coming to the Houston Rodeo March the 16th, and from that day forward, I'm going to be in trouble, Ryan. I'm going to be in trouble.
They got you in a chokehold.
Right? Red Clay Strays is the 17th. I like a couple of their hits. I'm not a huge fan. And then all of a sudden it goes, Cole Wetzel, who that'll probably be the hardest ticket to get in the whole bunch. Cole Wetzel and then Laney Wilson. On the 19th.
I know you love Laney Wilson.
I'm going to take, me and my wife got into it this morning. I'm going to take my four-year-old to her first concert. She really loves Laney Wilson.
Is she a big fan?
Okay. Big fan of Laney Wilson. And I told my wife, I said, you're not going to steal this one from me. She said, I said, I already got tickets, and I only got two of them, one for me and one for Liv. You didn't get one. You're not going to steal this moment from Daddy. And, boy, my conscience got the best of me, so I had to circle back and let her know I tried to get my third. But, Laney Wilson, the 19th. Parker McCollum, Conroe's own.
There you go.
Conroe's own. Parker McCollum is on the 20th. Tim McGraw. Wife hit me up and said, Tim McGraw, I want to go to Tim McGraw on the 21st. And then Cody Johnson is going to close this thing out on the 22nd. That 1, 2, 3, 4, that 7-day stretch right there for me is could be a problem. I may be coming in on fumes right there. I love the final week of the rodeo lineup, obviously. I'm going to go backwards here. Kelly Clarkson is on the 14th. I thought that is a I low-key would like to go see Kelly. I think she's absolutely tremendous. I don't believe she's been touring for the last several years because of her kids and her show that she's doing. So I imagine that'll be a hot ticket March the 14th. Chris Stapleton is March 12th.
That's what I was looking at.
The only artist – let me make sure I don't step on it here. The only artist, or I'll say this, the best artist in a long time that has the ability to completely overcome the acoustics issue in a stadium like that the rodeo is in, an NRG stadium. And Chris Stapleton can sing anywhere, and the acoustics don't matter. You're still blown away with the power of Chris Stapleton. This is Tyler's, no question about
Creed.
It. No, the 11th.
Yeah, the 11th.
March the 11th,
I'll
Creed. Tyler, I mean, Tyler's already bought up a whole row, I think. I think he maybe, if he's not on the dirt, he's bought up a whole row of tickets, no doubt about it. Megan Maroney, March 10th. Megan Maroney, I asked my wife about it. Another one of my little girl's favorite artists.
Oh, yeah?
Asked my wife about it. She said, "Nah, she ain't got no chance in that acoustic, in that NRG stadium. No chance. No chance."
Yeah.
She's got some songs my little girl likes, and I don't know that I appreciate the names of the song. One of them's "Mama, I Lied."
Oh, and she says that one. She
Daddy played "Mama, I Lied." That's Megan Maroney. Yeah, I'm like, wait. Daddy played "No Caller ID" about some old boy drunk dialing her late at night, and I'm thinking, boy, this cannot be setting the right tone right
she's
there.
Singing all them inappropriate songs.
Oh, no doubt. She says the D word in there. She says "damn" a few times, y'all. But Dwight Yoakam, March 7th. Dwight Yoakam for my old traditional country.
I really want to get into that one too, man. I really want to.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. That he it's that's in the middle of them first 11 or 12 days. So I may have some juice in the tank there with plenty of rest time before and after to get to Dwight Yoakam. Lizzo?
Yeah, she is replacing Bun B.
What do you mean replacing?
Well, he's usually been doing the Black Heritage Night.
Oh, okay.
And so Lizzo is doing it this year.
I can't read them little.
She was supposed to do it during the year where COVID hit, I believe. And then, obviously, they had to cancel it during COVID.
Not a big Lizzo fan here. Do you think? I'm not real familiar with everything. You think it'll be a big show?
Yeah, I mean, she was really big, like a really big artist there,
right.
And she's got a fan club. So yeah, it'll be good.
Rascal Flatts, how about this? Night 3, Wednesday the 4th, March the 4th. Rascal Flatts. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I got zero interest in Rascal Flatts. I got zero interest in Rascal Flatts. Now my wife could talk me into it, but I got zero interest. No disrespect, but I got zero interest. And then I'm going to jump up to opening night. I'm going backwards, obviously, for some reason here. Opening night, March the 2nd, Riley Green. I think Riley Green has taken the Teeny Bopper title.
He's opening it up.
Well, it was Luke Bryan, who, by the way, is on March the 9th. Yeah. It was Luke Bryan. You know, Luke Bryan had a tremendous voice. Tremendous voice. But somehow figured out he could make more money and be more popular if he would play into the Teeny Bopper deal and play into the How Sexy Can I Be. And he kind of got a little squirrely, I think, for a lot of folks and kind of still sing his tail off now and still making money. But where I'm going with it, I think old Riley Green's taking over. Boy, the ladies love what Riley Green.
Mm. Well, I've already got instructions on you better get these one tickets.
Which ones?
My kids, arguably, three of them. If you pull the three of them together,
okay,
it's probably their favorite artist. Old, and it's on Nick's birthday too. Forrest Frank, local kind of gospel artist.
Yeah,
yeah. They love them some Forrest Frank.
My wife texts along with Tim McGraw and Lainey Wilson, and she said Frank Forrest Frank, and I had to Google it.
Yeah.
I had to Google it.
Hey, Aaron, I need five.
Five? See?
It's five of us.
I mean, let her take the kids.
Just 10. I need five.
You can probably, I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
I need five.
I think that's
fair. I'm getting a Bun B lash. I'm just saying I need, like, I just, only request I'm going to make. I'd like to see Stapleton, but as my wife said, they're going to lose it if you get those tickets. If you get those tickets, they're going to lose it. They love Nielsen some Forrest Frank, Texas Cat. So that's probably the one that we're going to be at.
I'll be damned. You and my wife. I mean, the two people I spend the most time with are into Forrest Frank. I'm about to figure this thing out, man.
Oh man, we took a ride to when we had to take that ride to Kansas City. That played throughout. I almost got tired of it.
Cody Johnson to close that thing out is a must-see. Cody, I hadn't seen him in a minute. Usually the smaller the venue, the better, but I've seen him at the rodeo before. He brings it. East Texas kid. It's a lot of fun, boy. He puts on a good show. All right, that's enough for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I hope to see a ton of folks out there when I do attend. I always overpromise and underdeliver. I get real excited, then I catch one or two shows instead of the four or five that I beat my chest about. But I'm going to try to be better this year now that my little girl wants to go. So, but we do have a little bit of football this weekend. Not the Texans. But we do have a little football this weekend, and I was thinking, here's what we got to have, y'all. Here's what we got to start pulling for outside of the Texans is we need all the wild card teams to win. we need the wild. And really, I mean, I don't care what happens in the NFC, but the truth of the matter is, if you look at the six games that are going to be played, I mean, you could talk yourself into every wild card team winning. I know it's not going to happen. But you could talk yourself into
the exception of the Panthers for me.
They're not the wild card. That the Rams are.
The
lower seeded teams. That would mean the Rams would have to beat Carolina. That would mean the 49ers would have to beat the whatever's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles, right? And then that would mean that the Packers would have to beat the Bears. I don't think any of those, assuming Jordan Love's, I don't think any of those in the NFC would shock anybody if it happened. I personally think the Eagles' defense is too much for San Francisco. But I could see it happening. Now you jump over to the AFC, and what we need in the AFC as Texans fans is we need all of the wild card teams to win. Three games. We need the wild card teams to win. Because what then happens is in the second round, we get a home game in the playoffs, and we just don't lose much at home.
Yeah. You would be hosting the Bills or – brother, you'd be hosting the Bills. That's how you get to play at home. Buffalo.
Could
happen. Buffalo beating Jacksonville, which they were favored up until today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Jacksonville is now a point and a half favorite.
So how beautiful would that be if the Texans take care of business against them sorry, no good Steelers?
Jesus.
And I'm sorry. I didn't know you were here. I'm sorry. Not only do you come home, but you come home. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Keep her down over there now. It's good luck. Boy, you got a cat by the tail. But if you beat the Steelers on the road and then you turn around, and not only do you come home, but you could come home and have Buffalo, who for whatever reason you have – yes, win fair. You have the
– kind of have their numbers.
The one guy that you seem to have his number, Ron. Look, chances of all three wild card teams in the AFC winning? Would you be shocked?
No, I wouldn't be shocked. I would doubt it.
Well, it's too good to be true. But
I can see the Chargers beating New England.
Okay,
I don't feel great about it. I could see like the way Jacksonville is playing right now is they have been the most complete team in the AFC. You could argue over the last 4 to 6 weeks, and. Listen, I know Josh is the big story. Like the overwhelming story.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The storyline that Roger Goodell and company are needing is the Josh Allen one. The further he and Buffalo goes on, that is the biggest.
Keep that neck. Biggest draw.
That's the biggest draw that I think most is. But, man, they right now, man, they are a lot of Josh and some Cook, but not a lot of everything else.
Yeah.
And that Jacksonville team, man, they've had some games against Tennessee twice here lately, but they beat the hell out of the Chargers. They beat the hell out of the Broncos. So that's been a pretty good team. So hell, I don't know that I feel great about that one, but not surprised if either one of them.